Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. It's Marco.
And it's Mona Fee.
We have so much to talk about. Our apologies for not, you know, being able to deliver a podcast in a couple of weeks. Has it been a couple of weeks or just
it's
one?
It's been a couple of weeks, but forgive us for that, y'all. And we have had people hitting us up, trying to figure out what's going on. So we do appreciate the fact that y'all miss it. So
right.
Definitely what's up.
Definitely.
First things first, though, happy Black History Month.
Woo-woo!
Listen.
I love being black.
Absolutely. What's your favorite thing about being black?
The melanin skin.
Okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying? We don't have to deal with no bullshit-ass cancer and shit. God
knows. Yes, we do. We just talked about this on the pod before.
We did?
Yes. First of all, Bob Marley passed away from melanoma, which is skin cancer.
Oh, shit.
And
you then right.
Slick Woods.
Well, I mean, I think it's less. It's a lesser chance with us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? God knew what he was doing. He gave us this beautiful dark skin.
Okay. my favorite
what you like
part
about being black
is I think that we're so creative, you know, and
talented.
Yeah, so that's my favorite part. We are innovators. A lot of stuff that we use in this day and age, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have if it weren't for black people.
Right.
So, that's definitely what's up.
All right. Well, we do have a lot to unpack today.
Uh-huh.
We do have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. So let's just jump right into the meat of this podcast.
Okay. A lot of y'all wanted to know what happened to the last person I was talking to.
Right.
Y'all.
Because that shit was funny, but I want you to give the listeners the complete shit because
I be like gonna just get to the point. I don't.
No,
like
it's not even about getting to the point because people want to know
required.
Like certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because
oh
I just
gosh.
Feel like there's certain details to me that's hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As far as the catfish part.
Oh my gosh! No, y'all see Marco be trying
no,
to
No, yeah, I'm gonna grab it out of because you have a tendency to hold back, and I just want I feel like everybody wants full, complete transparency, and so I feel
I am transparent. I just don't feel like certain stuff matters.
But catfishing somebody
picture.
Matters. So let's talk about it. So go ahead. Give the
listeners
everything.
Okay, y'all. So y'all know I was like, oh, this nigga perfect. Woo off the vam. Because, you know, that's how he presented it. So,
right.
And, you know.
So he definitely made himself out to be some.
Yes, very handsome. You know what I'm saying? Very smart. I was fucking with the fact that he was vegan because I'm a vegetarian.
Right.
So, you know.
And wasn't he texting you all types? When I tell
very
you he
consistent.
Was texting, he was texting you all types of beautifuls. Like, what were the
he
adjectives?
He just had a different adjective every morning.
But you loved
him
though.
Ingredients.
But you loved it though.
Yes, it was nice. You know, it was different, very consistent. You know, our conversation was great. Like, everything seemed like, you know, okay. This shit could be lit.
Right.
Like, he seemed like he is just kind of decent. He mm-hmm. wasn't cheap when we went out, you know. So, it was cool. But then I started noticing, like, okay, certain stories and stuff is not adding up.
Right.
And one thing I do look for is inconsistencies in storytelling.
Right.
So, even with, well, I've been knowing you forever now, mm-hmm. so I don't have to do that with you. But when I first meet people, whether, you know, even if it's just somebody that I'm trying to get to know on a friendship level,
right.
like a girl or something, if I want to be her friend, like everything somebody tell me,
uh-huh.
I'm storing it and I'm waiting to see if it's going to add up to something else they said. So, you know, I like people like to brag about what they have
right.
or what they did or niggas they talk to. Just shit that people talk about all the time.
Right.
I just be keeping a mental note
yeah.
and see that when they bring this up again, if the story is going to
be consistent.
Right.
I think that's something that everybody should do just to make sure that if the person that you are talking to, fucking with, or whatever,
yeah.
is on some legit shit.
Right. So with that being said, so I'm like, he would say certain stuff, and I'm like, okay, that is inconsistent with
right.
what you said before. So I didn't really call him out on it. Okay, so for example, I had got off the website right? And I was just like, yeah, I got off the website. I don't have time for it. I don't really feel like it. It's just too much effort, and I don't have time for that shit, you know? So that's why I got off. And I was just bringing it up in casual conversation. And he randomly says, oh, I got off too.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. Well, what made you get off? And he like, you know, I only like to focus on one person at a time. And I feel like since we a good match, I'm going to just focus on you right now. And I was like, wow, that's really sweet. Right? So, mind you, I did not ask him to get off. I didn't tell him, like, nothing about that. Like, he just volunteered that information because I was saying that. Lo and behold, like, one of my friends sent me a screenshot, like, this dude is still on the website. And I was like, what? So, I,
Did it tell you how recent he was logged in?
No, it doesn't tell you that.
Okay.
So,
what if his profile was just there?
That's what he said. He was like, well, the profile was just there. I don't use it. Like, I took the app off my phone, but I didn't, like, delete the account. But I did take the app off my phone.
So, did you believe that part?
I didn't believe it, or I didn't believe it. Like, I just was like, you know, it's a possibility.
You were just a little apprehensive about it still?
Yeah, I was still apprehensive about it, but it was still enough for me to question just everything he be having going on. And then that time when he, like, went missing for one day, talking about he had the stomach virus.
Okay,
y'all. I never told y'all how I knew for a fact that was a lie.
Let's get it.
Y'all gonna be like, this girl crazy. But listen, you gotta do what you gotta do to protect.
Right. Especially in 2020.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like, you just never know.
You just never know. Okay. So, like I told y'all, we have been talking all the time. Like, every single day. We didn't go a day without speaking to each other for over 30 days, right?
Right.
So, if you go a day without speaking to someone, you like, what the hell is going on? So, I know that he had said he had been working for, like, a consistent 20 or 30 days without a day off.
Right.
So, basically, like, he'd be tired
as
work.
Right.
So, when I didn't hear from him, at first, I'm like, okay, maybe he's just, like, so exhausted. But then I'm like, you know, I had reached out. No response. So, then I'm like, okay, maybe something happened. Let me not freak
We
out.
Always go there. We always try to figure out something. Maybe a car accident. Maybe something's going
maybe
on with the family.
So I'm like, let me call and see if he's at work. Okay, backstory. He never told me where he worked. Don't ask me how I found out, okay?
Well, she told me how she found out.
No, don't tell
So,
me
wait, was it about...
No, listen, y'all. Listen. Listen, I'm not telling y'all that part.
Okay, you know what? Since she don't want me to disclose that, I'm not going to disclose it then. All right.
He never told me where he worked, but he told me what industry he worked in and what area he worked in, and I figured it out.
So. But listen, guys, this is the reason why you don't fuck up with women, because they will go in and search you and find out, look at pictures, do any motherfucking thing to locate your ass. And you like you have like you guys have like an internal GPS or something.
Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I know, I feel
you
that
don't
though.
Take what these people tell you just off the string. Anyway, so with that being said, I called up to the job. Well, I didn't call up to the job. I had someone call up to the job and ask for him, and lo and behold, he's the one who answered. So I never mentioned it or whatever. So the next day, you know, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I had the stomach virus or food poisoning, something like that. And he was like, I was on the toilet all day, like, I was just sick.
So what if he was in the toilet at work all day?
No, the fuck he wasn't. So that's how I knew it was a lie, because
right. You
said you was on the toilet all day, like, you was sick all day, which is why I haven't heard from you. But that's not true, because you was at work. So you couldn't have been that much physically ill that, like,
You couldn't answer the text,
but you at work answering the phone.
Okay,
like, you know,
I feel that. I agree.
Right. So that mixed with the shit about, what else? That mixed with the shit about you being offline, off that website.
Right.
Okay, that's two lies.
Right.
Okay, now I'm really just, like, backing off, like, shit.
You know me, I'm steady trying to be the devil's advocate, because I really felt like you really like this dude.
I did.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I really did.
And I was like, I really want you to just try it out, like, continue. But after a certain time, bullshit. It was like bullshit after bullshit after bullshit.
Right.
So let's get to the juicy shit. We want to know about the catfish.
Okay, you told me to tell the whole fucking story, man. You see, that's why I don't just say okay. It ain't work out. I don't talk to these things. Now I'm trying to get into the story. And you're trying to rush me. Okay. Shit. So that's what happened. So whatever. After that, he redeemed himself. We hung out a few more times. Great. Amazing time. Like, that's why I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. It didn't work out because we really did enjoy each other's company. Right. Anyway, so let's say we went out on like a Wednesday night or something. We had a great time. And then like the following days, he just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you again. Whoop the bam. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, cool. When you want to hang out? And then he was like, I don't know yet. When are you free? And I'm like, well, I'm free the whole weekend. Because, you know, I'm off on the weekends. And he was like, oh, damn, I work this weekend. And I was like, okay, well, why the hell did you ask? Right. Like, that shit is pointless. So now I came up with the idea of I got to figure him out. I got to figure out what he got going on.
Right.
So, you know,
I created a
catfish account, y'all. And so I started talking to him on this catfish account.
And then I told you about a Google number. And
oh, my gosh. So I was talking to him on the catfish. He talking like he's very into the catfish. So anyways, he told the catfish that like he didn't have to work that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, he told me he had to work that weekend.
Right.
So after that, I just blocked him on my phone.
Right.
Like to never speak to him again.
Right.
Then as far as the catfish, I was gonna like he set a date to meet up with her and I was gonna just basically like just send him off. Like, right. Like, oh, sorry, couldn't make it. But then I talked to a psychic. and then the psychic was like, I don't know what you got going on, but it seems like you're trying to get revenge on somebody and you just need to let that go. Mind you, I didn't tell her nothing.
Right.
Nothing at all about me talking to anyone or nothing.
She knew what kind of vengeful ass person you was trying to be.
I'm really not that kind of person. I just wanted him
trying to
learn.
I didn't say that you were.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted him to learn a lesson.
Right.
So I just did it that and didn't do it. And he's now a thing of the past.
Do you feel good that you're done with
absolutely.
The bullshit?
Absolutely. Well, I don't even good. Think about him.
And that's all that matters.
And I hope he don't listen to the podcast.
Because he gonna know everything.
Mind you, I had already kind of figured he'd listen right. a few times because certain stuff he would bring up. I'm like, I talked about that on my podcast. Like,
yeah. Well, the niggas that we be fucking with, we be talking to, we don't talk about them on the podcast until they become obsolete.
That's a fact.
Right.
So, if he does listen, I just really hope that...
So, okay, say what you want to say to dude right now. So, if he does listen, what would you want to say to him, like, right now?
Right now is...
No, you're speaking to him. So, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Honesty is the best policy. You don't have to lie about who you are and what you have going on in order to get women at all. Like, if you just looking to fuck... It's somebody out there that's on that.
That just wants to, right.
They just want to fuck. If you want a relationship, you got somebody who just want a relationship. If you want to hang out with a person maybe just once a week or once a month, it's somebody out there that is willing to do that.
Right.
So you don't have to pretend to be somebody else and you don't have to just lie about random shit. That's disgusting.
Right. Make sure you take notes.
I'd rather an asshole in my face. Than somebody who fit, is, like really
fraudulent
trying to,
and fake. So hopefully, dude, if you're out there and you're listening, make sure you take these notes. So the next bitch that you fuck with, just be honest and be yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to play all these damn games. Because we tired of games.
And they not going to work on smart people like me. Maybe a dummy. And that's probably why he said, he was like, oh, I'm not used to dating people my age. Like, he was saying, like, he usually dates, like, younger women. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's probably why. Because you want to be manipulative and be lying out here to people.
Right. Well, all right.
Okay, so then after that, like, a week later, I end up hanging out with one of my friends that I haven't seen in, like, 5 years. He came in town. And he was telling me some shit. And I was like, I did not do that.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was like, basically, we were trying to date each other, but then we just stopped talking out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew why. I just thought, like, it just faded away. But we still kept in touch or whatever. And then I'm like, so, like, whatever happened? And he was like, we hung out, let's say, like, that Saturday. Mm-hmm. Imagine, y'all, I was maybe, like, 25, 26 when this happened. So I was younger, you know? He was like, we hung out, and then, like, I seen you a few days later kissing your baby daddy.
You did. I know you did.
You said I did.
I know you did.
I don't remember that, and I don't think that
Oh,
happened.
So you don't recall?
I don't recall. And if I was, I was single.
Okay, but at the end of the day, to him, if y'all was hanging out at the time, so he might have been like, okay, you on some bullshit.
But we, I'm single, you single.
Right, but y'all was still, y'all was still trying to talk, y'all was still talking, and you know, so maybe you were just like, oh, he saw you kiss the nigga on the lip, so maybe you want to be with the nigga.
I don't know. I don't think it happened.
I mean,
it's a possibility.
No, I know it happened.
Yeah, I was single. Don't judge me.
Anyway.
So, that's that. So, anyways, since 2020, I have been completely single. I ain't been on shit. And I'm just back focused.
Well, that's good.
What I need to have going on for 2020 so I could be Black excellence in this Black History Month. And we out here.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so first things first.
Yes, let's get right into
it. In order to get through 2020, we gotta hope that we don't catch the coronavirus.
Right. And mind you, you over here buying masks.
Yes, y'all know I'm like a paranoid person, so I...
Paranoid. Yo, I just sneezed and you damn near had a heart attack.
I was like, don't do that shit. Woo.
And I'm like, yo, that shit was irritating me. Like, it was. Oh. Shit. I'm like, damn, can I motherfucking sneeze in peace?
No. Not when the coronavirus is around. No. Absolutely not. And I don't know if I told the podcast that, but I was like sick the whole January. So... like, I'm just paranoid of getting sick again, all mm-hmm. kind of shit. So, no. Don't fucking sneeze around me. I'm going to be ready to fight.
So, yeah. So, now there's this coronavirus that's plaguing the world. It came from China, correct?
It came from China.
And I feel like all like a lot of shit comes from, like, as far as viruses and, like, it comes from China.
Well, they got a very high population and a lot of people living close living spaces and stuff like that. So
the thing about it is it's their, like, where they cut their meats and they you know, cutting fish and all types of shit. It's just unsanitary. You okay. know what I'm saying? That's what I feel.
I don't know why. I'm thinking just because it's just so many people living on top of each other.
Germs all yes. types of shit. But again, I think it's definitely
sanitation is probably a part of it.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Okay, so usually, I don't really freak out about epidemics when they talk about it. So, when they was talking about, like, Ebola and SARS and all that mm-hmm. stuff, I didn't really freak out about it because I'm just like, oh, that's over there. Only 1, 2, 3 people mm-hmm. dying from it. It can't be that serious, right? But this shit right here, over 500 people have already died from it. Over 20,000 people have already been infected. So it's spreading very rapidly.
Very quickly. And you mm-hmm. know, there are some parts of the United States, they're quarantining, they're quarantining certain people and whatever. In addition to that, there was a cruise.
The cruise, it came, a Royal Caribbean,
okay.
Caribbean cruise
mm-hmm.
came into New Jersey a day ago. Okay, mm-hmm. and they said it was about 20 infected people on that cruise, and
they didn't pretty much let anybody on the ship
no. so
out.
We don't. No, they let them out.
No.
Yeah, they did. They let the people.
Well, after a while, because again, like I said, people are being quarantined. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so when that story first came out, they were holding the passengers on board and not releasing them out until everybody was tested, and that was taking a while. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are complaining, even people in the States that, you know, are quarantined, and they're complaining about being quarantined and not be able to, like, leave for like 2 weeks and shit.
Well, if that's what needs to be done, right. So what?
I feel like, you know, at this point, stop complaining. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are like, oh, I haven't seen my kids. I haven't seen my family, this and that, whatever. But you would not want to be around them if you might be infected.
Right, because you can very well infect them and they can pass away. So on that cruise ship, one person infected 61 people. Damn. So that show you how fast and
it can spread,
you know, and how contagious it is. So with that being said, yes, I did buy masks. I am buying a bunch of Lysol.
Unfortunately, the mask that you bought was from China.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. What else about the disposable gloves? And then I'm about to start stockpiling on, like, I read on the U.S. government website, they tell you what to do in case of, like, chemical warfare and stuff like that. So they tell you to buy a bunch of medicine, like,
like, what kind of medicine?
Regular stuff for colds and flu, you need to keep a stockpile of that. Like, headache medicines, like Tylenol and all that stuff. Buy beverages with electrolytes in it, so Gatorades and all that stuff. Keep a stockpile of that. And
oh, so you ready?
I'm trying to be.
I mean, yo, Mona has this gas mask up in her room. And I seen that shit. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? And she was like, yo, in the event of, like, some type of attack or whatever, some biological attack, she'll have a way to breathe.
Okay, y'all. I don't know if anybody else suffers from this, but I do suffer from anxiety. So once I start thinking too much, I get anxious. I have panic attacks. I start thinking of solutions.
Right.
And so that is what's going on. But let me tell y'all what to look out for if you get, if it comes to your state. So, they said when you had a coronavirus, it's pretty much similar to the cold and flu symptoms. So, you're going to have, like, a dry cough. And then, like, 2 days later or 3 days later, you will have...
like a fever or some shit?
A fever. And then 2 or 3 days later after that, you're going to have, like fluid in your lungs and body aches and muscle pain, sore throat. I'm sorry, not sore throat. That's for the common cold. So you'll have trouble breathing, pneumonia, and then sepsis, and then it can also cause liver failure. So most of the people who are dying from this disease, they die within like 2 to 3 weeks after being infected. So it's not anything to play with.
Right. Take that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, keep that shit away from me.
I don't think we ready for it. Us people in the United States, and I don't feel like they're gonna tell us when it hit because they don't want to cause
mass hysteria.
Correct. So wash your hands as much as you can, keep them out of your face and your mouth and your nose, and just really stay out of crowded spaces if you can. Just be on the lookout,
so
y'all.
I've always did, like, I'm a person who does a lot of research, and one research that I've done was the Black Death. And the Black Death was a virus, you know, it was a plague that, you know, killed 200 million people.
Oh,
you know what
shit.
I'm saying? Right. And the outbreak was from 1346 through 1353. You know, it was, the outbreak plagued Europe, Africa, and Asia, and estimated death toll. Like, that's a lot. Like, that's like damn near, like.
It's global.
Right. So,
which is, this has pretty much played that whole side of the
side
like,
of the earth,
it's
right.
already been in India, in Australia, Russia, like, most of the countries on the east coast of the world have at least one person infected with this.
So.
So, it's bound to come to the west.
Just make sure y'all wash y'all hands, because I know that's important. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure y'all just wash y'all hands. But.
And don't fucking cough on me, because I'm gonna smack you.
All right, on to some drama. On to some Nicki Minaj drama.
I just want to say, before we get there, these black celebrities, y'all really been acting up on Black History Month. Like.
Right. So, what's going on with Nicki and Meek?
They might as well fuck again? Shit.
I mean, at this point, both of them are in relationships.
Right.
Meek is expecting. And you guys are online going
and
back
is married.
And forth. Right.
So it started off Grammy weekend. They ran into each other at the store. Meek tried to basically come up to them and squash the beef. And you know, Nicki, she's very hateful.
Right.
And she got, I mean, I hate to say it, she is a hateful person. So you got her with her man, and he's like this hood gangster dude. Mm-hmm. And they like, no.
Right.
Absolutely not. So they like cursing him out, telling him he'll get beat up and shot up, whatever. Whatever. They camp separated them, and then you didn't really hear anything afterwards. So then come this week, Meek Mill is online liking pictures of people talking about Nicki Minaj's husband.
Right.
So finally, Nicki was just like, you know what? I'm tired of dude. He is obsessed with me. Mm-hmm. She was like, she started calling him Twitter fingers and like, oh, you got a girl pregnant and you over here worrying about what I'm doing. If I was your girlfriend, I would be embarrassed. And then they just got into an online confrontation, and he started talking about...
On Twitter.
He started talking about her brother being a rapist and mm-hmm. warped the van, and how nobody in the industry fuck with her, and how her money must be getting low for her to be trying to start beef with him. And then she like, you used to put your hands on me. She was like, he kicked her at one point. He mm-hmm. beat his sister up and recorded it. And... basically calling him a bitch and a pussy, all that shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was really embarrassing for both of them. Because I'm like, why? Both of y'all is over 30 years old. Why are you going back and forth with an ex on the internet? For what?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty embarrassing. You know, and some of the stuff that he was saying was just like, again, like you said, attacking her brother. However,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I didn't like that Nicki did was when she responded, she still said her brother allegedly. You know what I'm saying? As if he didn't do it.
Okay, stop, y'all. So, backstory. Nicki Minaj's brother is in prison right now. He has been sentenced, I think, to like 25 years to life for basically raping an 11-year-old girl that was living with them. He was raping her, and he got convicted of it. And so he's in jail right now. So that's what Meek was talking about. Basically saying like Nicki supports her brother who is a rapist.
And you know, she was paying all his legal fees and all this extra shit.
And so what was her exact response to it? What did she say when she responded to that?
I don't think I have exactly what she said to it. But like I said, she said allegedly as far as her brother. Doing that shit.
She said something like, if my brother allegedly raped her, but you was right there when her mother asked for $20 million mm-hmm, for it to mm-hmm. go away.
Right.
So.
And I just feel like to me, that's just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga did that shit. You know what I'm saying? We know that he did that shit. You know your brother did that shit. So you need to acknowledge that the nigga did that shit.
I guess she trying to say that doubt is placed in her head. For the mom to be asking for $20 million for it to go away, she like, why would you be asking me for $20 million if he really was raping your daughter?
Okay, we had this conversation the other day. Because I don't understand why people want money anyways for these type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because
people would do anything not to be poor no more. That shit sucks.
I understand that. But what you're saying is, are you putting a price on your vagina? Are you putting a price on... a situation
no,
like
I'm
that.
Putting a price. Pay me for my pain.
Okay,
you
then.
Going
so,
to jail right now?
So
it's
why not
gonna do anything for me? Like mm-hmm. you're gonna go to jail, and I'm still gonna have to live with this trauma.
Okay,
but if I can get paid now, I have enough money to go to therapy to get the fuck away from you, all kind of shit. So hey,
So that's probably why the lady was asking for that money.
Okay. I'm just saying, but if you don't want to believe some shit, you will pour anything to try to be like, okay, this is why. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so, I see what you're saying. So, like, I just didn't like Nicki Minaj saying that shit. And, you know, people on our listeners think that I have a vendetta against Nicki. I just feel like there's just certain things that she does. It's just some bullshit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I'm a hold both of them accountable, Meek and Nicki, because this is... We should not even be knowing this shit.
We
you know what
should.
I'm saying? At this
it
point.
Don't make any kind of sense at all.
And you know, so Nicki did have there was an interview
mm-hmm.
where she this was a unseen interview where she did disclose prior to them even breaking up, uh-huh. you know, that she was abused. So here's pretty much what she said.
Wow. why I'm like, maybe some people would describe me as abrasive or bitchy or whatever, because I vowed from that age, no man would ever abuse me, call me out my name, treat me like that. And then all of a sudden, that was my life. Like, I let one human being make me so low that, like, I didn't even remember who I was. I was scared to get in the studio. Like, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't...
You know,
okay, so she's talked about abuse in the past. So when she say that Meek Mill has abused her, it could very well be true. But then she didn't name any names, so we don't know.
We don't know which ex. We don't know who she was talking
to. But when did that come out? I think they said when she had that interview, she had just got finished dating Meek.
Right.
So I mean, honestly,
in as far as abusive relationships, I feel. Mm-hmm. In the event that somebody put their hands on you, mm-hmm. I feel like that just makes the whole relationship done.
Absolutely.
It's over. You know what I'm saying? The minute that you get physically abused, you get smacked, you get hit. I don't care what it is. It could be a cup. You throw a cup, you throw any type of object or whatever. If you do some shit like that, I feel like the relationship is null and void.
Right.
And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like there should be nobody putting their hands on anybody. Like, for what reason? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I really hope that we don't hear anything else from them, too.
Period. Like, Nikki, you know, you have new music coming out, or it seems that way. So do that. Me, you have a baby on the way. Focus on that. And just be happy. You know what I'm saying? It's 2020. Nobody got time for drama.
Period.
Even though we like it, so we can talk about it.
Speaking of rapes, Gayle King brought up.
Well, Kobe first of Bryant. All, let's just give some condolences to.
Oh, absolutely, because we wasn't here when it happened.
Right, we definitely didn't talk about it. So, yeah, so pretty much, you know, Kobe passed away on January 26th because, you know, his helicopter, you know, crashed.
And, I still can't believe
right,
it.
Right. I remember I was on the phone with my sister, and I literally got the top buzz, just, you know, send a notification. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And, you know, always, there's always some type of hoax. It could be some type of bullshit. So I immediately jump on Google and just go check it out, and it was on some factual shit.
I was on my way to the Pro Bowl, the NFL Pro Bowl with my son, and we was on the bus. And he was on Instagram, and he was like, "Ma, they said Kobe died." And I was like, "Stop playing." Right. I'm like, "Stop playing." And, like, he's steady going down his timeline, and he's holding his phone up. He was like, "Yes, he did." I'm like, "No, they lying. Right. They lying." And I just bust out crying on the bus.
Literally, my mom called me. My mom was just like, "I'm over here crying." I'm like, it was just like, it was a weird feeling, because it was like, you never met this nigga.
He's been a part of our life since I can remember.
You don't know him from Adam. You don't know him from Eve. But it's just like, it feels like he's a part of your family.
Right. He's like a living legend. The next best thing next to Michael Jordan. Like, right. That's Kobe Bryant. And he's young. So it's just like, no.
And the worst thing, like, to top it off, he, you know, dies next to his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me, like, the mother, like, what is the wife gonna feel? Like, how is that shit? I can't even imagine how she probably is feeling right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Because we over here crying over somebody we don't know. So I'm sure she's just, like, devastated. Right. So definitely, we sending our condolences out to her family, everybody else who passed away in that,
crash.
It was two other families and a pilot on there.
Right, and I heard that the weather wasn't favorable for them.
No, they was not supposed to be flying. Special permission to fly. It was very, very foggy, and he took that chance, much so like Aaliyah people. You know how when she flew on that airplane, the pilot told her, like, it's too much luggage, it's too heavy, but he still took that chance.
Right.
And I just feel like celebrities, if any of y'all ever listen to this, it's not worth it. I know y'all have time limits and schedules that y'all have to try to meet, but...
No, and I feel like
it's, I don't think you should take those kind of chances with your life.
No, and it's not even that. I just feel like it's the pilot's responsibility, because you know you've went through training, you've went through whatever type of special shit that your job has you going to know, okay, is this okay for me to do? No, if this.
But they also know that it's a lot of shit you can low key get away with too.
But how can you get away with flying?
Ain't no telling how many times he done flown in foggy conditions and was just like, "Oh, I could maneuver through this."
That's the only thing I can think of. If there's a rule that says you can't, if there's a weight limit on an airplane, there's no going around that shit. If there's a certain weather condition that you can't fly in, how is there's no ways around that shit. You know what I'm saying? It makes absolutely no sense. And right. I remember when Aaliyah died, I was devastated.
He was devastated?
And I was a kid.
Okay.
Like, it came to a point where I questioned God for Aaliyah.
What?
Yes. I questioned, because I was like, I don't understand, like, how, why? You know, it was weird. But anyway,
yeah.
Like I said, these pilots, they need to go through more training, because if you're deciding to be okay with going on
risk
a trip,
your life on your own,
you know what I'm saying?
Not
right.
With other people.
Not with other people.
And tell them, no,
not
do
with
it.
Other people.
Mm-hmm. So back to what's going on today with him. You know, the death is still fresh, so people are just like, it's still
raw emotions.
It's raw emotions. People just like don't say nothing bad right. about Kobe Bryant. So we all know that back in 2003 he was accused of rape, and you know, you got people who saying like, no, he didn't rape that girl. Mm-hmm. Other people like, yes, he did. I don't know. I went back and read the whole case, and it seemed like it was an issue of consent. And so, right. It wasn't like a violent rape or anything like that. It was just more so where he thought that it was okay to have sex with her. He thought that she had consented. And so, he had sex with her. But she's saying, I didn't say yeah. So, let's say we wasn't in the room and we don't know the ins and outs because the case files are closed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only imagine the scenario, because when he gave the apology, he basically said, I'm sorry for what I did to you and what I put you through. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't think that it was rape, I can understand how you would think so. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So to me, it's kind of like admitting guilt, but then still saying like, no, I didn't take it that way.
Right, right.
You know, so the only thing I could think of is like, let's say they kissing and they about to do it and she like, no, and then he like, no, come on, and then they do it, but then she like, no, you raped me because I told you no at the
right.
beginning. But he like, well, shit, you were still kissing on me, so right. how could that have been a no? That's what I'm thinking the scenario may have been. But whatever it was, he took responsibility for it. He paid her. He apologized to her publicly. And he literally changed his life around.
You're right.
You know, we never heard anything else
no
about
no drama,
him
right.
being in any kind of scandals with other women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had became a big advocate for women's sports. Mm-hmm. And just being a good example of what a man should be, right?
Right.
So now when people try to use that against him, everybody like, no, fuck that.
You're
like,
right.
that nigga did way more good in this world for you to try to stain his legacy like that.
Right.
So, here we got Gayle King. She interviewed Lisa Leslie, and everybody was just, like, kind of taken aback by her questioning.
Right.
So
let's hear a clip of Gayle King's interview with Kobe Bryant's, one of his close friends,
Lisa Leslie.
All right.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy. I've never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe's, he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful. At this time, it's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, he went to, it went to trial.
Yeah, well, the case, it was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
First of all, I definitely want to commend Lisa Leslie for her response. It was very classy. It was very just like, I said what I said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she handled it very well.
Right, right.
She shut Gail's ass up. And I do feel like Gail was very inappropriate for pushing it.
I feel like,
I understand that she asked a question because as a journalist, you're supposed to ask the tough questions. But I feel like once Lisa answered it, she should have left it at that.
But
she
kept, for a journalist, it is a journalist's responsibility to rebut.
But this wasn't the time. The nigga ain't been dead for years. He ain't been dead that long. He hasn't even had a memorial.
And I get that.
It was disrespectful.
I definitely understand why, you know, she's getting the attack. I get it. But I feel like as a journalist, Gail was doing her job.
She was not doing her job with her. If you want to know more about
it. I feel like because that's your friend. Right? They're homies. And of course, at the end of the day...
So why ask her and be like, oh, you wouldn't see that because that's your friend? Well, then ask somebody that wasn't his friend. Go ask the lawyer.
I get it. But my whole thing is, at the end of the day, as a journalist, she's just asking the question that some people may want to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not leave nothing unturned,
I'm not faulting her for asking the question. Right. I'm just faulting her for asking the question too soon and pressing on it.
My only issue with Gail is like, you know, keep the same energy for everybody. I feel like if the only thing that she should get backlash for is not for doing her job, but for not keeping it consistent with everybody who's probably went through, you know, who had cases like that, because there was Russell Simmons, there was Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, they was coming for Russell.
You know,
and
so
that's the thing.
So at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, it should, like, the same energy should be felt, honestly, across the board, even with R. Kelly.
She came for R. Kelly. Right. That's the thing. They saying like she said she's coming for black men, right, but she don't keep that same energy for white men. I didn't look at it like that. I just thought her pressing it when someone is still grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asking a friend at that.
Right,
just thought that was ugly and unnecessary. The question in itself, hey, do you think he did it? Or tell me your experience with him when it comes to that. And once she answered it, I would have left it at that. Especially since it's so soon. But steady trying to press on it and tell her, oh, since that was your friend, you wouldn't have seen the victim end up, it was dismissed only because the victim didn't testify. Okay, so basically you just trying to remind the viewers, like, yes, he did, he did do this. So that is kind of trying to tarnish his legacy.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, there's just a time and a place for it. And that wasn't the fucking time or place.
Mm-hmm. But, she was getting dragged.
Gail, we have a message for you.
What's the message?
let's get Snoop on the line. Uncle Snoop is next.
This is what he said, y'all. Oh my gosh.
Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call her one?
No.
Funky dog-head bitch.
Ooh.
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker?
Ooh.
Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Damn.
That was nasty. At first, I was with him. I'm like, damn. Okay,
yes. Yo, she got fucking treated.
I was like, oh, okay, I was feeling it. Like, yeah, let her know, because she wasn't right. And then he gets to call her all kind of bitches. I was like, no! Abort mission.
Damn, abort like, mission. He went in.
That's nasty. But that lady is 70 years old. You don't have to just disrespect her like that. You can agree to disagree, but to be sitting here calling her a bitch.
I mean, my thing is, again, what I always say, you can't tell people how to respond the way, however that Snoop feels. If he wanted to respond that way, that's exactly how he responded. So,
he too grown for that.
Hey, but he said what he said, and I'm sure he ain't changing it.
So then, Gail went online and she was like, oh, the network set me up.
She did say
that they was going to play that part. The interview was such a great interview and we had so much more dialogue about different stuff, but they chose to only play this portion. So here's a little bit of what she said.
I've been up reading the comments about the interview I did with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. And I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview, totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it. I started getting calls. What the hell are you doing? Why did you say this? What is happening? I did not know what people are talking about. So I've been told, or I've been advised, to say nothing. Just let it go. People will drag you. People will troll you. It'll.
All right, so y'all get the gist of what she was saying, and I don't buy her what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Because you know what you said. You know what I'm saying? It's not taken out of context. That's exactly how you said it. Mm-hmm. So
what I feel like what she's saying is the interview in its totality. That's I feel like that's what she's coming from. She's like, the network, when the network did, they post a clip or whatever.
But of that's the, what that they particular. Do all the time. And when they do that, you didn't care. When they were showing those clips with R. Kelly yelling at you and spitting on you and stuff like that, I mean, you didn't care. But now that you're getting backlash, now it's, oh, it wasn't like that. Yes, the fuck it
but
was.
But I'm sure the network knew exactly what they were doing because this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted a reaction.
And she should have known that.
And she was the butt of the joke.
Oh. So
she was the martyr in this whole situation. So
yeah, so everybody just been coming at her and Oprah.
And Oprah over here crying. I really think that they fucking.
Why?
You know,
I think that's ridiculous.
Oprah husband, I feel like he's on some other married. Shit. Or boyfriend or whatever, alleged boyfriend, whatever they got.
Why do people think they gay?
Something.
Why do they have to be gay?
Something. Okay. Why? Something.
Allegedly. Why do you think that?
Something.
Why?
Because something.
Why? That don't make sense to me.
Cause I don't understand whatever they got going on. But let's play that clip of Oprah like. Crying and stuff. I'm like, wait,
all,
what is going on?
Wait, first of all,
find the clip. Find
I'm
the clip.
Gonna find the clip. But listen, y'all, Oprah could not get one tear. Y'all, she could not get one tear out. She wanted us to sympathize with her and Gail regarding this whole situation. She was saying that Gail has been getting death threats and all this stuff, mm-hmm. and so she went on. A talk show to talk about it.
Just how she's doing. And
she is not doing well. May I say she is not. She is not doing well.
Oh, she
because she has
her.
Now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is texting from is tweeting from jail. She's not doing well. And
Girl, you go from trying to cry to now your voice back to normal? Tears came.
Right,
out. I'm tired of her.
The way she acting in color, the color purple, maybe that's where she got that shit from.
She is an actress.
Right.
How many people you know love that many people?
Right.
I used to be like, oh, Oprah's amazing. I mean, I admire what, you know, where she came from. And
oh, I don't fuck with Oprah at all.
But I just been noticing that her acting skills are just
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Every time she sees somebody, oh my God, you are amazing.
Right.
I just love you so much. You inspire me. Every single person she meets.
I feel like everybody inspires me.
Every single person. And she be like, damn near, you know, about to cry with every single person.
Mm.
That is phony, and that is not true. You know, it's
well,
not, it's
I don't hell. Fuck with, I do not fuck with Oprah anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
I don't like Oprah. I just feel like she's almost like a sellout. You know what I'm saying? What? She's a bootlicker.
Oh!
You know, I don't like what, I don't like her at all.
Oh my gosh,
I don't fuck with Oprah no more. I feel like we should, as a community,
people trying to get her out of here.
Yeah,
they're
I feel like we should disown her. But I really do.
We're not gonna do all of that. She has done a lot of good.
I mean, as my
might be a snake though.
If you a snake, then you know.
But she has done some good.
You done good, but you know, at the end of the day, you can still you still a snake. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with the shit, especially with the whole Michael Jackson shit. You know what I'm saying? To relitigate all that bullshit and bring his accusers back on, like, some of that, and the man's been dead. Like, so, that to me is nasty.
So it seems like it's a pattern with her.
It's
and
a pattern with her.
When
and
somebody died, that's when y'all want to bring up all the bullshit. All the but bullshit. When they was alive, you had the opportunity to interview them then, right?
Right.
Why didn't it happen? Why did you want to wait until they can't defend themselves to try to?
And to me, I feel like, you know, and I feel like you and Michael had, like, a good relationship. You had a good relationship with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's complete disrespect to even, like, bring these niggas back up for a check again. And you know it's for a check.
Okay.
You know it's for a check. You know what I'm saying? There's absolutely no reason why they even, like, there were even a topic of conversation.
Yeah, we
back
can
in
be targeting people who are currently being,
you know what I'm saying, like that shit don't make no sense. So fuck Oprah on that bullshit.
Oh, okay. Speaking of fuck Oprah, Monique is right back out here trying to let y'all know that she warned you about Oprah. Okay, y'all. So this is pretty much a lengthy statement, but this is what Monique came out and said to Oprah this week. She said, "Dear Oprah, I felt compelled to write you this open letter after observing the disparity in the way that you seem to treat people who are accused of the same allegations. You did an interview on the CBS Morning Show and were asked about Harvey Weinstein by Nora O'Donnell. And you said, as it pertained to him, that you always try to look at the rainbow in the clouds, whatever is the silver lining. You also said, if we make this all about Harvey Weinstein, then we have lost the moment. When you either are or were going to be a part of a documentary on Michael Jackson and Russell Simmons, how is it that not making it all about them? Interestingly, brother MJ was acquitted and deceased. So how is it not off limits? Russell and Harvey are accused of the same thing. So in fairness, how do you not support the accusers of both, as you said you did with RS, or how you look for the silver lining for both, like you said you did with Howard Weinstein? The only difference between the two is their skin color, and doesn't Harvey Weinstein have way more accusers? My personal experience with you is you watch me as a black woman be accused of being difficult for not promoting Precious internationally for Lionsgate and Tyler Perry at your request, despite the fact that my deal was with Lee Daniels Entertainment. And how are you for black women when you heard Tyler Perry owned audio saying I was right and he was going to speak up, but you or him still haven't said a word? When I was 16 and I met you at a local show in Baltimore, I told you I wanted to be just like you when I grew up. You responded with, you have to work really, really hard. My 16-year-old self didn't know that you and your silence in the face of wrongdoing would make my life harder. Lastly, please consider standing by the people who are right and not just the right people. Love you for life.
Damn.
Love you to life.
Lengthy.
That was lengthy, but the part that really got me was when she said, you told me I have to work really, really hard, but I didn't know that you was going to be one of the people that was the reason that I have to work right. even harder.
Don't get me wrong. I feel like, you know, Monique is bitter. You know what I'm saying? I feel like she is a bitter ass woman.
Okay, but if you knew that the only reason you wasn't working was because of one person, mm-hmm. and you know that if it wasn't for this one person, you would have jobs for days.
Right, right.
Because Monique used to stay booked and busy.
Booked and busy.
And now, after all of that shit, we haven't seen her. Would you not hold a grudge? Because that's what she was on TMZ just saying. She right. was like, the reason I haven't gotten over it is because I'm still in it. Meaning, like, I still can't work because Oprah is cool with the whole industry.
Right, I mean...
So...
It is something that Monique is dealing with, so I definitely understand, you know what I'm saying? I thought she was bitter because she never got Professor Ogilvy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but did she ever get Professor Ogilvy at the end of the show?
I think she did at the end.
She did? Oh. Well, all I'm saying as far as Monique, I'm trying to tell you guys about Oprah. I believe Monique 100%.
I absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I feel like Monique is a bitter ass woman, however, I do.
Rightfully so.
Right, rightfully.
But it's a time and a place.
I don't trust Oprah. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You cannot trust Oprah. Can we get a petition started so we can get her?
I'm not trying to get her out of here. I just want her to do better.
We don't need you to do better because you've been in the industry for like you. How old is she?
She in her late 60s. So she's been
she's been in the industry for a long time. You know what's crazy though?
What?
I remember back in when I was in middle school, I sent her a letter.
And what did you say?
Oh, I don't know. I was just like, you know, my mom needs a brand new car. My mom needs this. You know, it's hard out here in Miami. And, you know, my mom's car is breaking down. And, you know, she's having a hard time taking me to school. That's so I was so like, sweet. Can you please? This and that, whatever. So, I remember that, but fuck Oprah now.
Speaking of, I think when I was like in 8th or 7th grade, I wrote Jenny Jones or Ricky Lake.
I remember Ricky Lake.
One of them, I was like, oh, my best friend really loves Lil Zane. If you could have her on the show to meet him, she's his biggest fanatic. Of course, it never happened, but... That's funny that we both was actually writing these people.
That's interesting. So, anyways, let's get into Let's Talk Politics. Okay?
Oh, my gosh, y'all. I'm not interested. I'm just over everything that we have going on in this country, and I just don't want to talk about it no more.
I mean, I follow politics, and politics is very, very passionate about politics and whatever. So... Anyways, there's just been so much going on in politics, okay? So, the first things first is the State of the Union. You know what I'm saying?
I think we should start off with something a little bit more recent. So, I think as of yesterday, Donald Trump fired one of the people who testified against him in the impeachment hearing. So this is the first time we've seen a president actually retaliate against an employee for testifying against them.
Right. I mean, at this point, this man could do whatever he wants to do. Okay. So
he got away. He got acquitted, which we knew because you need 2/3 of the Senate vote to be found guilty.
Right. So, the first thing I wanted to talk about was definitely the State of the Union. Like, the State of the Union was ridiculous. When I tell
you... I didn't even watch it.
It was
why
a show.
Why would you watch it? Like, he's gonna lie.
Listen, it was a show.
Duh!
It was
a showman.
It was a show. When I tell you it was a show, I was cringing. There was moments where I would be cringing. There were moments where I'd be like, yo. So, anyways, highlights of there was like definitely a couple of highlights, but the main highlights that played the news was definitely the Donald Trump not shaking Nancy Pelosi's hand, you know, the Speaker of the House. And he walked up and, you know, he was giving her his speech, and she reached out to shake his hand, and he kind of dismissed her and just turned around. Like that is embarrassing.
That he is.
You know what I'm saying?
Unprofessional.
And so literally during the whole State of the Union, the man was just lying. Right. He was using the Democratic talking points as far as infrastructure, healthcare, tax credit on children, and trying to go after the pharmaceutical companies and shit. Like, the shit was complete. Meanwhile, he's in bed with the complete lies. Right. It was all lies.
Right.
So at the end of his speech, Nancy Pelosi ripped up his essay. And she ripped it up, and there was a camera that was watching her or whatever, where literally during the speech she was literally preparing to rip the papers up because she was making tears, little tears of the paper, so it could make it easier for her to rip it up. And I felt like she was making a statement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
What you think?
Of course she was. It's a lie. It's no reason to keep this. Nothing on it makes sense.
Right.
Why would I keep
that? And you know, she started getting a lot of backlash for it. Like, a lot of backlash, because they were saying like, oh, shouldn't she try to be above Donald Trump?
And no, people were applauding the fact that he didn't shake her hand, but then as soon as she rips the paper, oh, she is disgusting and whatever. And I'm just like, why y'all don't keep the same energy?
Energy, right. I mean, it's always a double standard out here, so you already know how it is, you know. So that's the crazy shit that happened at the State of the Union. So anyways, I do want to give a round of applause for Mitt Romney for, mm-hmm. you know, for doing his thing. And
what did he do?
Pretty much he was the only Republican ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
To vote against his own party
in an impeachment. And, you know, for that, we commend Mitt Romney. And I did post on my Twitter. I was like, you know what? Like, out of everyone, you were the only one that stood up. And of course, I got a lot of backlash on my Twitter about, you know, what I posted. Because what I did post, like I said, I did post that I was wrong about Mitt. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, some of the comments were like, you know, he did say, like, he agreed with Donald Trump 80% of the time, and there was other, you know, he's just a politician and all this extra shit. I'm basing how I feel about Mitt on his action. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna get a lot of political backlash from that shit. He's gonna get a lot of bullshit. Now they're over here trying to like remove him from the Senate. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that's just a lot of shit that I just don't get. I don't like it. But it is what it is. So let's just give her a round of applause for, you know, for Mitt.
I'm not gonna applaud a fish for knowing how to swim now.
What you mean?
Like, it's the truth, and everybody should have done it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm not gonna give him anything extra for doing that.
You're not gonna give somebody for standing up against his like you. You told me that you watched some of the impeachment. And you seen how the Republicans were literally like not budging on that shit at all. No, not one Republican was like, you know what? Let me just. It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? The man did the shit.
Right.
The Democrats.
Well, actually, they all said it was wrong. They said it wasn't proper and all of that stuff. But should he be impeached for it? They was like, no, he made a mistake. They all, like, a lot of them did admit that it was wrong, but they just didn't feel that it was impeachable.
It was impeachable. But my thing is, like, the nigga reached out to a foreign country, a foreign nation, and asked
mm-hmm.
to investigate a political rival. That's crazy. And for the Republicans to literally sit there on their hands and not say shit about it, like, and you guys go ahead and exonerate this man. Are we how can we differentiate ourselves from Russia or, you know, North Korea or Iran, where these tyrants are over here like controlling their government?
Well, yeah, because you're killing people. You're pledging allegiance to
a man,
president, to the man instead of to the nation.
You know what I'm saying?
So you know what? I give him a little bit of something just for being brave and courageous enough to go against his party when he noted. They could, like, they were at one point, they were saying they want to try to expel him and all that stuff. And he know that Donald Trump is probably going to come after him now. And
well, that's exactly what's going to happen. So, but for me,
I give him a little bit of something for
I really want to applaud him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do.
I'm not going to applaud him.
I do want to applaud him, because my thing is, the action that he took to me, it was big.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like history would never forget it. won't. You know, like, your Ethan's kids gonna be reading about Mitt Romney years from now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna be something that's very big. So, kudos to him for doing that. You know, I really appreciate him standing up. So, that's cool. Anyway, so, in addition to that, more Republicans are out here, like, literally making it seem like Donald Trump learned his lesson. And I absolutely don't understand that shit. So, there was an interview with Senator Collins.
They knew he wasn't going to learn his lesson. Like, that's why I don't even want to talk about it.
But you have to hear what she said. So, I want to play this interview for you guys and listen to... And I feel like she is... pretty much what the way she's thinking and her thought process, this is probably how the majority of the Republicans are feeling. So listen to Senator Collins.
Joining us, you call the president's actions wrong, improper, that they showed very poor judgment, in your words. Should the president apologize or acknowledge what he did was wrong?
I think that would be helpful. President Clinton did that in 1999. It took him a while, but finally he did apologize for his actions.
Are you confident that the president won't seek foreign assistance again?
I believe that the president has learned from this case.
What do you believe the president has learned?
The president has been impeached. That's a pretty big lesson. I'm voting to acquit because I do not believe that the behavior alleged reaches the high bar in the Constitution for overturning an election and removing a duly elected president.
But the president says he did nothing wrong. Why do you think he learned something?
He was impeached, and there has been criticism by both Republican and Democratic senators of his call. I believe that he will be much more cautious in the future.
You made an interesting observation in terms of...
I mean, to me, she's literally saying, like, the man learned his lesson mm-hmm. because the Republicans said it was wrong. What you did was wrong or whatever. So, my whole thing is, like, that shit just makes absolutely no sense. So, in the speech that Donald Trump had done as far as him being exonerated after the whole shit, this is pretty much what he said.
Something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong. I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit.
Like, the man literally said, I did nothing wrong. And you're talking about, like, oh, well, he learned his lesson. How can somebody have learned their lesson if they don't even feel they did anything wrong? Like, you know what I'm saying? So at this point, if anybody sees Donald Trump, Central Park, because he did say, like, he can go out there and shoot anybody and get away with
it. And that's the truth.
And my thing is, if you see Donald Trump over there, like, just walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. You know what I'm saying? Walk away. Run in the other direction. Because if he wants to do whatever he wants to do to you, he will get away with it.
He will.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like at this point, like, our very democracy is at stake.
This shit is the over. Constitution. This is the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
End.
And my problem is, like, is there a way that we can get back from this? And I feel like because of everything that's going on, I really feel like America just really cannot we just can't get back. Because at this point, because
they have going on, they tearing it into shreds.
Because they exonerate this man, it sets a precedent for future presidents to literally do whatever they want to do.
Somebody who's actually intelligent come in right. and start running shit. They gonna do whatever they gonna do, and right. they gonna do it like smarter or more devious, and right. they'll hide it better because they're smarter than him.
At this point, do you really need to hide it?
That's true.
Nobody's being held accountable. You know, Congress did what they had to do. The House of Representatives had a compelling argument.
That's why they said, it wasn't bad.
Like,
I don't understand why they keep saying, like, duly elected. This man had way less votes than,
right, right. Hillary.
So he wasn't duly elected. Mm-hmm. You know, he just won because of the Electoral College, but he wasn't duly elected.
Right.
So I want them to stop saying that. And I want them to stop saying, oh, they trying to undo.
Undo
like,
an election.
You can't undo it. He's already been president for 4 years. You can't undo that.
Right. Like, my thing is, I don't get the Republicans' talking points. And I feel like history will remember all those motherfuckers. You know what I'm
Hopefully
saying?
Hopefully we flip the Senate. In right. 2020.
So, in addition to that, we have an
Oh my gosh!
Let me tell you,
talking politics.
There was so much going on in politics, and I know you had a comment about Michael Bloomberg entering the race, and I feel like the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, they literally went in and changed the rules to allow him to come in because
I mean, they the reason that Donald Trump is.
It's president
in office
anyway,
now,
right.
Because it should have been him and Bernie and not him and Hillary. And so their whole strategy is always off.
Right.
And that may be the reason that Donald may win again, because the Democrats just can't get it together strategy-wise. So
right.
Even now, y'all still trying to cheat again and put Bloomberg in there.
I feel like it's because they don't fuck with Bernie. Because right now, Bernie is coming out as the front runner right now. Joe Biden, I don't know what the fuck is going on with you, but Joe is not doing good, even though I don't really care for Joe at all. But it's just like, he just went like completely...
I think he's just losing it. Like, he's getting old and like, he's just
there was a
there.
Debate last night and I tweeted, I was like, yo, is Joe Biden okay? Because the way he was answering those questions, it was like he was being very aggressive. He was like, damn it. Like, I'm not gonna say he was cussing, but there was like just a lot of aggression. So there's that. And then there was an Iowa caucus where, you know, they didn't really give out the results until like a few days later, which kind of fucked everything up. So it's
the
just like
Iowa caucus?
Right. And it's just like, do we know, like, who won that state? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though Pete really, you know, his percentage was definitely higher than Bernie's, but it's just like, at the end of the day, we really don't know. So at this point, it's just like, people are out here like, okay, is the institutions, is the process working? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like now where we have an exonerated president after doing all the type of bullshit that he did, then you have the Iowa caucus that's fucking up, then you have the DNC changing the rules to allow Michael Bloomberg to enter. It's just like, there's just way too much going on. And I don't like it. I don't understand it. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to our country at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Our country is going downhill.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh my god.
One more thing. So this lady didn't know that Pete Buttigieg was gay.
Oh my gosh. Do you have the clip? That shit was so funny.
Like,
so she placed a vote for Pete or whatever in the Iowa caucus, and then someone was interviewing her and asked her, like, did she know he was gay? And she was like, no, I want my vote back.
Listen, like, this shit was
the ignorance, right? Though, these are the kind of people, right, that get to vote.
I feel like those are the
at Johnsonville,
those are the voters that are like in the basement and shit. You know, they were saying some shit like that about how, you know, the Trump supporters are like people from the basement.
Oh gosh. Oh no, they're not.
Same-sex partner. Yes. Are you kidding?
He's married to him, yeah.
We need to find out if that's serious.
Then I don't want anybody like that in my house. So can I have my card back?
And it's still there.
I don't know. Yeah. Find it. We can go ask. I never knew that. The whole point of it is, though, he's a human being, right? Just like you and me, and should it really matter? That's what.
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does.
Like, she was born in, right? Damn.
You see what I'm saying? So just think of all the uneducated people that's really out here that's about to give their vote
to
undeserving candidates.
She should have at least did her homework on Pete.
Right. So did she just go there and look at him and it was like, oh, he looks good. He sounds smart and then cast her vote for her. Right. Because obviously she had no idea what.
No, I think she knew, but she just didn't know that he was married to a man. I feel like that's where she was coming from. She just did not know.
As if that should matter. But,
anyways.
Okay, we get into our favorite part.
Our new
segment. I a lot of you all said y'all like it, so that's definitely what's up.
Am I an asshole?
Okay, this one is a little personal for me because I felt a little bad about it. So I have a friend who always send me pictures of their children. But the same friend does not call or text me to figure out how I'm doing, how my child is doing, anything like that. So they sent me a picture of their kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had a new baby, so they sent me one picture. And I was like, oh, congrats, handsome kid. Right. Okay, cool. Like a few days later, they sent another picture. And I looked at it and I just never responded. So then I started feeling bad and I'm like, damn, am I an asshole for not responding? But my thought process is, okay, like, I don't know what you want me to say. After so many pictures, it's the same kid. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, you don't really talk to me like that, but you want me to, like, make you feel good about your kid.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. So I'm just like.
So you didn't say nothing?
No.
Have you responded till this day?
No, I never responded.
Damn.
I already told you to get the kid cute. And then secondly, no, you're not finna use me to feel good about whatever you got going on in life, but you never reach out to see how I'm doing or how my kid doing.
Right, right, so, right.
Like, no, that was my reasoning for not responding.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started feeling bad, like, oh, should I have said something? But even, like, the first time when I was like, oh, he's handsome or something like that, or congrats, he never responded back and said thank you or nothing.
So, in the court of am I an asshole, I feel like you an asshole.
Oh! Oh, my God!
You are an asshole because I feel like it doesn't take that much to just say something. Obviously, you guys fuck with each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Even though y'all haven't been talking like that for so long or whatever, but at the end of the day, y'all fuck with each other. So if I'm showing you my shoes or whatever, and you don't say nothing about it, or let's just say I did send you the shoe before, but then I'm showing you with another outfit or whatever, you talking about you don't respond, I'm gonna feel some type of way, and I'm pretty sure you'll feel some type of way too.
I won't feel any kind of way if I don't speak to you like that. That's the difference between me and other people.
If you felt guilty, you're an asshole.
No, I don't feel guilty.
You did feel bad because you.
Well, yeah, I felt a little. Okay, no, wait, hold on. No, I questioned it. Like, should I?
If you questioned it, no, you said you felt bad.
I did. I don't.
You said that.
Oh shit! Well, that's not what I meant.
Right.
I don't feel bad. I was just wondering, should I feel bad for not responding?
Bitch, you an asshole.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, if I had a kid, I sent you a picture of my kid, I would expect a response.
I said the kid was cute.
And if I send you another picture, I would expect for you to say something, something
but
again.
But you never even responded the first time when I said the kid was cute. You never said back.
Okay, now you're changing the narrative because you didn't say that part at the beginning.
I did. You just didn't listen. I said, and then I said he didn't respond back. I did say that. I said I said, oh, he's cute. He never responded back and said thank you. Okay.
All right.
So
cool.
I guess I feel like he probably feel the same way as far as responding. Mm-hmm. I don't think he cares about the response.
Okay.
Right. I think he's just trying to show the kid. Because if he cared about the response, he would have said thank you, right?
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, should I feel bad? But then again, I don't really feel bad.
Touche. So here's my am I asshole. So one Monday at 11:21 a.m., I'm at work, you know, taking care of what I got going on and whatever. And I get a text message that says, hello, I am a local Army recruiter and I'm searching out to see if you are interested in receiving information about the great benefits the Army has to offer. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please text or call me at whatever. Thank you and have a nice day. So I responded, and you already know how I'm a political head and how passionate I am about certain things. I responded, Unfortunately, I would never join the army, especially at a time like this. When Trump is playing around in the White House, I do support our troops, and I do support and pray for our troops. However, I just will not be one of them. Please remove my number from any automated calls or text messages. And he responded with, gotcha, have a nice day. So, do you think I'm an asshole for not wanting to be a part of the army? Like, do you? Or even the text message or whatever.
You didn't have to even respond to the text. You could have just said, no, thank you. I don't feel like.
No, I felt compelled to text. I felt compelled.
So, what is the question? Are you an asshole for the response or are you an asshole
both,
for not?
Both. Am I an asshole for both? Like, for not even wanting to be a part of the army or be a, or try to, like.
You are absolutely not an asshole for not wanting to be a part of the army.
Like, but I'm an asshole for the response.
The response, it was just unnecessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Touche. We're going to leave it at that. So, one more thing. We do have a listener's question.
Thank you, listener, because we haven't had one in so long.
We really appreciate, trust me, we really appreciate the listener's questions. And again, if you guys want a question, if you want us to discuss a question, make sure you just reach out to us on Off Label on our Instagram page at @off_label.
Okay.
Right. So this one is from Miss MISS_Dirk or Dreek. It's Dreek.
Okay. She wanted you to say her handle.
Nigga, we saying whatever the fuck we want
to
say.
I don't know if she wanted you to say her handle, though.
Hey, Ms. Dreek.
Well, if y'all want to be anonymous, definitely mention that. And that way we won't say anything like that.
Okay? Gotcha. So, anyway. So, here's the question. How long or how soon do you let your child meet the guy, girl that you're dating? And because you are a mother, I feel like this is a question that you can answer.
I don't like none of these niggas. Period. I feel like if it's longer than 6 months and you feel like it's gonna be serious, then yeah. But nothing shorter than 6 months.
So after 6 months.
After 6 months and you see the relationship progressing, then yes. But anything other than that, no.
I feel like if you do see some type of longevity, if you know for a fact the person is going to, like, be there, this is who you're going to be with, then I feel like at that point.
So that means anytime.
No, not anytime, because you don't know that.
Well, some bitches meet niggas and they be like, or men meet women, and people be like, oh, this is an instant connection. I just feel like this is my soulmate. It's going to go there. Some people think that. So that's what I'm saying. You got to give a time frame.
There's a time frame. Okay. Okay, that's why you're the mother, right?
Right. So okay. What's the time frame?
Didn't you say 6 months?
Oh, okay. You agreeing?
Yeah, I'm agree with that.
Yeah, because that. The first few months, people putting on their best faces. You know, it's still the honeymoon stage. Right. Everything is all good for the first 3 months, right? Then after 3 months, you start seeing the person for who they really are. And then between 3 and 6 months, that's when you should be deciding, okay.
If unless they're good at hiding it for a while.
No, but if. Oh my gosh, that's why y'all need to investigate and spend as much time with these people so you can kind of get an idea of who they are before you just put your kids in the middle of that bullshit.
Right.
So with that being said, between 3 and 6 months, by this time you should kind of see if you see a future with this person or not. And then after 6 months, then that's when you could introduce them. Because hopefully by then, especially at our age, you're not going to waste any more time.
Right.
Like, after 6 months, if you don't see it going anywhere, you should probably be cutting it off. But if you do, then that's when you could start introducing them. Because I would take it as far as they don't need to meet your mama. Because
Nobody in the family. Until
you know for sure that they're going to be in your life. Other than that, they can meet your friends because your friends can help you determine if this person is right for you, because they can probably see something that you don't see.
Right.
But like, family-wise, I don't feel like they should be intertwined in what you got going on. I think everything should be separate.
Okay.
You know? So, and that's the reason none of these men meet my son.
Hopefully, Mona.
Because if he meets y'all, he beating y'all up.
So, I hope Mona was able to answer your question.
Yeah.
So, alright guys, this was definitely a lengthy podcast. Like I did mention that. So, all right, guys, until next time.
Toodle.